Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR, Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2, and 98.3 FM. This is the Insight segment. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. Well, the COVID-19 pandemic does not seem to be slowing down. Cases are on the rise across the country and here in the DMV, as the Delta variant has us on high alert, speeding up the spread of the virus. Tonight, we bring you an update on COVID-19. How best to combat the spread? What are the governmental actions? And how can we stay safe? Joining us tonight is Dr. Reed Tuckson. He is the co-founder of Blacks Against COVID-19. We also would like to hear from you. The phone lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. What are your concerns about this Delta variant and the surge we're seeing with the COVID-19, and how are you keeping yourself safe? Dr. Tuckson, thank you as usual for joining us and providing all of your expertise. We're so glad to have you with us tonight.
Well, thank you. And it's such an honor and a privilege to be with this, with your audience, who are the most literate and smart and inquisitive people you ever could meet. So thank you.
Oh, boy, you have thrown out some fresh meat. Thank you, Dr. Tuckson. And the phone lines are open, so Dr. Tuckson is already leading you there. Again, the doctor is in the house, so this is the time. If you have questions, concerns, Dr. Tuckson is the right man to speak with and get the answers. Dr. Tuckson, let's start first with just the Delta variant. Help us understand, what is that?
So we know that for the history of our understanding of viruses is that they have the ability to mutate, to change after they have been established. And as they interact with human organisms, they can change. Sometimes when viruses change or mutate, they are less harmful. Sometimes there's no significance much at all. And then unfortunately, sometimes they become more capable of wreaking damage to the human organism. The Delta variant is one of several variants that have evolved from the original COVID virus. Unfortunately, the Delta variant is an entirely new ballgame. It is so much more transmissible compared to where when we started this pandemic with the original virus. It is much, much more transmissible, and it appears to be able to make people much sicker faster. People get sicker and they get sicker faster. So everything that we had known about fighting this pandemic, a lot of that now is undergoing a reevaluation as we are dealing now essentially, Bomandi, with essentially a new virus that has characteristics that are going to push us back a little bit in our progress and requires extraordinary vigilance on the part of everyone if we want to not go right back to where we were at the beginning of this pandemic.
Is that mutation just normal with viruses? Is there something unusual about this?
No.
Or is that just normally what happens?
It's normally what happens if viruses hang around. We are reaping the consequences of the failure to get this thing stamped out through vaccination and wearing masks months ago. This is almost an inevitable consequence of what everything that we have been predicting and worrying about. So, yes, your answer to your question is it is, quote, normal, unquote, for viruses to change. Sometimes the change is worse, sometimes it's equal, and sometimes it's less effective. This case, the Delta variant, is much, much worse, and it is a consequence of our abject failure to stamp this thing out when we had a chance to do so, and now we're paying the consequences, unfortunately.
And why is it called Delta? Is there a reason for that, Delta variant?
It's just that they use going through the roster of it's like with hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
You just go through the roster of the changes. There's a Lambda variant that is also moving forward now. And so it's just a matter of nomenclature.
Just wondering if it had something to do with the shape of the virus or something like that. What's happening in the DMV, Dr. Tuckson, in terms of the numbers beginning to increase? Is this, again, just an extension of what we're seeing across the nation?
One of the things that we absolutely know and understand is that there are very limited geographical boundaries in America anymore, particularly for an international city like Washington, D.C. So people are coming through here from all over the country and all over the world. That being said, I think the district has continually done a very good job compared to other jurisdictions. And we were seeing, you know, that we were looking very, very assertively and optimistically at being able to move forward back to a more normal life. However, what we have seen in D.C., the case rates, the transmissibility of the virus across our D.C. community, that number July 30th was 9.6, which was fairly low, and we could probably be comfortable with getting that down. Unfortunately, by August 3rd, it was 12.2. Today, 14.6. So we've gone from 9.6 case rate July 30th to 14.6 today. And each day, it has been going up and up. So what that's telling us is something is happening below the radar here with more people becoming infected. And inevitably, those numbers always, almost always result a few weeks later in more hospitalization and then ultimately in death. So we have an opportunity, and this is the most important message that we could give tonight. We have an opportunity if we all double down, get vaccinated, get as many vaccinated as quickly as possible, and if people will now wear their masks the way that they're supposed to, we can try to keep these numbers from getting so high again that we are facing the kinds of consequences that none of us want to see.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tonight, it is a Medical Monday. We're doing a COVID-19 update, and specifically, we're zeroing in on the Delta variant as numbers begin to surge around the country with coronavirus cases. Dr. Reed Tuckson is our guest tonight. And Dr. Tuckson, listen, you have said if anything that we can get across tonight is please get vaccinated. And this has been a call to arms since, you know, this coronavirus hit worldwide, but especially here in America. I was watching something the other day, and I just can't remember what it was. And I think it was a doctor that was on, but they had said, listen, at some point, and they believed we were at this point, you can continue to ask those who've not been vaccinated to get vaccinated. But they felt at this point, it just, you're not going to move these folks who will not be vaccinated. And number one, do you agree with that? And number two, if you can move them, what can you say that's been any different than what's already been said over the last year and a half?
I could never get to a place in my mind where I would believe or operate from the perspective that people will ultimately not do the right thing to save themselves and their community and their families. And so I just cannot give up. Especially I cannot give up when death is the consequence of failure. I have an undying love for Black people. I cannot stand the thought that we would continue to behave in a way that would kill each other and see death and misery visit our loved ones. That being said, what we are seeing now, amazingly, is a very important increase in the number of African Americans who were resistant, who are now getting vaccinated because of the obvious threat of the Delta virus, the Delta strain. And so we're seeing now, actually, Black folks over the last 2 weeks have increased more than white people in getting vaccinated. So this is at least a very positive sign. Late in the game, not completely adequate yet, but very encouraging. And so I think that to answer your question, what is ultimately going to, I think, win the day will be continuing to try to counter those who are spreading misinformation and disinformation across our community designed to harm and hurt us. I think if we continue to provide factual, transparent, trustworthy information, I think if we can continue to love each other and talk to those who are resistant with love, compassion, understanding, that'll get there. What will also change, though, inevitably, will be the mandates. Regardless of whether you like mandates, you don't like mandates, you're angry about mandates, there are too many parts of our society that are simply saying, we cannot any longer take the risk of dealing with people who will not follow the science and evidence guidance about the importance of vaccination. We cannot have people getting on airplanes, you know, anymore. We cannot have people traveling to certain communities and events. And employers will increasingly, across the board, insist upon this because they cannot operate their businesses and keep people employed if their workforce is infecting other members of the workforce. So there will be a combination of things that will, I think, affect this in the long run. The question ultimately is, though, and the real question that has to be answered, will we be able to do enough in time to avoid the catastrophe that is looming on the horizon?
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tonight, our focus is a COVID update. It is a Medical Monday, COVID-19 and the Delta variant and what it is doing, causing, and changes that may be coming down the pike in terms of governmental actions and mandates, as Dr. Reed Tuckson has already alluded to. Let's go to the phone lines now. Israel is calling from the district. Go right ahead, Israel, with your question or comment.
How y'all doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. I mean, I just basically want to say that everybody's talking about follow the science and follow the facts and all that, but the fact of the matter is, it's not, neither one of the three other vaccinations are approved by the FDA. So, I mean, you want people to put something in their arm that, you know, you can't hold nobody accountable for.
Dr. Tuckson, you want to address that?
I appreciate his point, and so let's make sure everybody understands that what he is saying is that the three vaccines that are currently on the market in the United States have received emergency use authorization, which means, though, that they have not been given the full, complete yet FDA review, because it just simply hasn't, the work is being done to do that now. But the emergency use authorization, the data upon which that authorization was made, was rigorous, intense, and it has proven to be correct. The vaccine has proven, after millions and millions and millions of doses, that it has proven to be not only safe, but effective. And so the correctness of the science decision to approve these vaccines under the emergency use authorization, which is a rigorous process in which many African-American physicians and others have been involved, that decision has been proven to be correct, because we are not seeing, regardless of the misinformation, the deliberate lies that have been put out on the internet, we are not seeing people dying from the vaccine. And certainly when you look at the number of people that, and the serious illness from the disease, the vaccines are so extraordinarily safe. And the last thing I would say that has proven the science of the emergency use authorization is that up until the last week or so, 99% of the people who have been in hospitals in the United States for COVID have been unvaccinated people. What you were not seeing were vaccinated people in our hospitals. Again, showing not only proof of safety, but effectiveness. I don't want to make this a long-winded answer, but I have to add one more important thing, and that is we are watching very carefully about the effectiveness of the existing vaccines against the Delta variant. And we are seeing, as you have noticed in the papers, some breakthrough cases. But what you're not seeing with these breakthrough cases of people that were vaccinated is that overwhelmingly they are not getting sick enough to require hospitalization, and they're not dying. So that the vaccine, again, is proving, even with the Delta variant, to be doing its job. And that's why more people than ever are now becoming vaccinated. And the numbers for vaccination has now gone up dramatically over the last 10 days.
Thank you so much, Israel, for your call, and I hope you get that shot, because it doesn't sound like Israel has gotten his shot yet. But he brings up a valid point, and I appreciate your extensive explanation, Dr. Tuckson, because folks will look at that and just say, okay, if the FDA didn't approve it, then why should I take this shot? And so it seems as if you have to do a little bit more work to really get the information that you are providing, because on the surface, if someone says, well, the FDA hasn't approved it, then there is some truth to that, right? And it seems like that's an easy fallback to say, well, this is why I'm not then going to get my shot. So I appreciate you sharing that information, Dr. Tuckson. We've got a full list of folks on the line. Carolyn and Joyce and Wendy, stay right there. We're going to continue this conversation with Dr. Reed Tuckson, co-founder of Blacks Against COVID-19. It's a Medical Monday, but we're going to take a break. Don't forget, you can hear every edition of the Daily Drum Insight segment via podcast on WHUR.com or download the 96.3 HD2 app on your smartphone and hear the program live in its entirety. If you're on the phone line, again, stay there. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2. The original Quiet Storm with John Mons is next on WHUR 96.3. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 on your analog dial. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. This is the Insight segment, and tonight we are giving you a COVID-19 update. It is a Medical Monday, and we're specifically talking about what's happening, the recent surges in coronavirus cases across the country. We'll get into a little bit about specific states and some mandates that are coming through and some mandates that aren't happening and why they may not be happening. Joining us tonight is Dr. Reed Tuckson. He's the co-founder of Blacks Against COVID-19. The phone lines are open. We'd like to hear from you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're going to go back to those phone lines. Joyce is calling from Maryland. Joyce, go right ahead with your question or comment.
Yes. My sister is 73 years old in rehabilitation. She had a vaccine on January the 20th. Notified she had COVID on 2-3 in the hospital from 2-3 to 2-28. She did not get the second vaccine until July the 2nd. Does she still need another vaccine now, since it was 5 months between the first and the second vaccine? Now they're having a breakout of COVID at the rehabilitation center, 11 residents and 2 employees within the last 7 days.
Dr. Tuckson?
Well, first of all, I am really sorry to hear that story. And it is starting to, again, tell us what happens when we don't wear our masks and when we're not vaccinated. And I hope to goodness that center reinstitutes the right policies, because that's just tragic. As far as the specific case of your relative, it sounds to me after 5 months and all that they have been through that this may be a case where they need to almost start over in their process. This is one case that I don't want to do over the radio. I think she needs to meet with her physician and look at her medical status, what level of compromise her immune system is from the complications of whatever illness that she was suffering from. It is a wonderful question. Normally, we would say that, you know, you're supposed to get your second shot, within, depending on which vaccine you take, either 21 or 28 days after the second one. 5 months is almost starting, I think, over from the beginning. Let me also mention, though, by the way, and I'm so glad that the caller raised this issue. In the D.C. area now, in D.C., we now know that we've got 65% of our population is partially immunized, 55% fully, getting both doses. Now, the thing is, if you are one of those people, even if it's beyond, you know, the 28-day window, but not so maybe as much as 5 months, but if you're a little bit beyond that and you're only gotten one dose, get the second dose. The difference in protection from getting hospitalized or dying from COVID with only one dose is much less. It's still good. It's something there, around 60%, but we want you in the 90%+ protection, and that's only, you can only get there with the second dose. So thank you for raising that point, caller.
Thank you so much, Joyce, and good luck with your family member and all that you're trying to accomplish. Dr. Tuckson, we talked about mandates. If we watch the news, we can look at different states. Some are trying to institute mandates. Some have. You have down in Florida, the governor says, you know, basically get off my lawn. You know, we're not going to have any mandates. While you have the governor in Arkansas who had signed legislation where he's saying we wouldn't have mass mandates. Now he regrets doing that and wishes he would have the authority now to institute mandates in terms of at least a mask. And you've talked about that. This whole mask thing, none of us really, you know, like having to wear them. You kind of get hot sometimes and you can't really, you know, see people's faces and how they're reacting to you unless you're really reading their eyes. But we know they are necessary. Are you surprised that this, outside of just getting the shot, but this whole thing about the mask has continued where there's so much pushback for that? Or do the masks just represent a larger issue, you believe?
You know, as a black man in America, I have always understood the way in which this country views human life and the dictates of humanity. We've always known what a tenuous thread it is in our society in terms of the absence of respect for all life and a very serious challenge for the humanity of the nation. Even with living as long as I have in this country, I am shocked, I must say, still, by the magnitude of the disregard that so many Americans, including political leaders, have for human survival. You get a guy like the governor of Florida, who is running to be the president of the United States for the Republican Party on a platform of death. He is adamantly saying, I could care less whether people wear their masks or get vaccinated. I don't care that people are dying. I don't care that the children of Florida are now flocking into hospital emergency rooms and into ICUs. Florida is being significantly overrun with children in hospitals and on ventilators in Florida. That he is literally saying to the country, my philosophy of governance is that there will be no personal responsibility for how we transmit a lethal virus from one person to another. My right not to wear a mask, my right to it's all about me, an individual, me, and nothing about we, and a common humanity. He's prepared to run as president of the United States on that philosophy and has perhaps potentially a chance for success. So I am shocked, Bomani. I'm terrified by these leaders. But you see other governors, even Republican governors, who, as you have mentioned, have started to look at those numbers and they're going, oh my God, I have got to turn this around. I'm standing on top of a disaster. There are no more ICU beds in Austin, Texas, as of today. They are filled their ICU beds with people with COVID. We're all the way back in places like Austin, Texas, to where we were in New York months ago. And so I think what you're going to start seeing is as the death rates climb again, and as businesses are going to have to start shutting down again, and the economy goes in the tank again, they're going to really regret that they didn't do the common sense, fundamental things that they should have done.
And to your point, Dr. Tuckson, I saw a report today that said in Houston, Texas, they're getting 8,000 people hospitalized. Well, I think this is nationwide, 8,000 people hospitalized every day. And in Houston, they only have 46 ICU beds in Houston hospitals, and that's for 7 million residents. So this is real.
And the thing, my brother, is what's the racial composition of the people in Houston, Texas? And the people in the places they're talking about are African-American. So if
right.
you have a heart attack in Houston, Texas, where are you going to go?
It's a trickle-down effect, without a doubt. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. This is an important conversation we're having tonight. It's a COVID-19 update, but there's also information that's being provided by Dr. Reed Tuckson that I think we all should be zeroed in on. Valuable information. Phone lines are open, 202-319-7810. Let's go back to the phone lines. Wendy calling from Maryland. Go ahead, right ahead, Wendy, with your question or comment.
I just have a question or a comment. I've been listening to a lot of the news, and I think that some of it is some mistruth and some contradictory things have been said. I'm the person that I'm afraid not to take it, and I am afraid to take it because some of the things that I've heard or misunderstood from different information that I've gotten from the news.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, if they said in the beginning, wear your mask, wash your hands, and stay 6 distance, and they're saying that the vaccination doesn't keep you from, the vaccine doesn't keep you from getting the COVID, and you still have to wear your mask, why are we being so pressured into wearing our mask? If wear the mask is, I mean, into getting the vaccination, if wear the mask is the thing that really saves us. Because you have to wear the mask with the vaccination anyway. So I just want to know the difference of that. Because mm-hmm. I've been wearing my mask. I wear two. I keep distance and do everything that I'm supposed to do. And I've been safe. My husband had it, and I didn't get it
mm-hmm.
because I've done the right thing. So I just want to know, why is it so much pressure on wearing the mask with the vaccination? Or even the pressure of getting the vaccination if you're going to wear your mask and do the right thing.
I've got
Why
you.
Is there so much pressure on that?
Gotcha. Thank you so much, Wendy. I'll let Dr. Tuckson address that.
Well, first of all, Wendy, congratulations for wearing your mask. I mean, you are one of the modern-day sheroes for doing it. So we love you for it. Keep doing it. This fight against the pandemic requires multiple things. There's no one thing we need to do. We need to do all of the things at the same time. And so we wear our masks because we know that this virus can be transmitted unknowingly whenever we speak, breathe, talk, sing, shout. We can see this invisible plume of virus come spewing out of our mouths whenever we are talking or speaking or laughing and joking with other people, singing, when we're in proximity to each other. So we wear the mask to make sure that we don't infect the other person near us and that they don't infect us. Number two, we use the vaccine because the vaccine keeps us from getting so sick when we are exposed to the virus that we require, that we get terribly sick or require hospitalization or that we die. The vaccine keeps us from getting so sick that we go to the hospital or that we die. It does that job very effectively. We have had now in this country over 300 million people who have gotten these vaccines, 300 million people. And we know that they saved already. We have been able to do the calculation that we've saved, almost 220,000 lives just because of the level of vaccination that we have so far. The last point where you are, and I understand where your confusion is, it is this. We now have new data about the Delta variant, and the Delta variant is telling us that even though I may be protected as a vaccinated person, which I am protected from serious harm or the need for hospitalization if I'm infected, I still have the ability to spread the virus to another person. The virus still has the possibility of being in my system, and I can breathe that out to you. So therefore, while I am protected by taking the vaccine, while I am protected, there still is a possibility that I could harm you. Therefore, we want you to wear your mask as well. So it's a belt and suspenders. And finally, we want you to also practice social distancing as the third leg of the activities. So I hope that makes sense. You wear your mask to keep from spreading the disease to others or getting the disease spread to you. You get vaccinated to protect yourself from serious harm, hospitalization, or death. And finally, even if vaccinated, we now have data that suggests that it is possible for us to spread the virus to other people unknowingly. So again, we wear our mask while we are vaccinated. Very simple, very straightforward.
Hope that helps you, Wendy.
That helps me. Thank you. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you so much, Wendy. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tonight we're talking about COVID-19 updates on what is happening, mandates that are coming down, some that will not go up. Today, Dr. Tuckson, the Pentagon issued a directive that they want all military personnel vaccinated by September 15th, if I have that right. It was a little confusing on whether or not they had to be vaccinated by September 15th or at least start getting vaccinated by September 15th. But what we know is that they are basically saying get vaccinated if you're in the military. And I know you mentioned that you felt this is what was going to start happening as businesses and organizations and governmental agencies were seeing, like, wait a minute, we've tried to do it where it was sort of voluntary. Now there are going to be repercussions in terms of economics and holding on to jobs if you don't get vaccinated. So you're not surprised to see this coming down from the military?
The way you phrased it was so precise and so excellent that I think you've stated it, the answer in your question.
Mm-hmm.
That they're, simply put, nobody likes mandates. And the politics of mandates, you know, are horrific. I certainly, as a public health person, really feel very nervous about saying to the community, we're going to mandate that you must do this, as opposed to giving you the information that you need, the facts you need, overcome the misinformation, and have you make appropriate decisions. But at the end of the day, you can get to a place where you simply can no longer function as a society. The military cannot function with a pandemic in its midst. They simply have made it clear that they are so concerned, particularly about the Delta variant, they no longer can make it a personal decision when it affects everybody else around them. And so at some point, you're going to see employers, many, they've already been doing it. All of the hospital systems, you know, again, for those who are worried about the science of the vaccine, please know that there is no way that the entire American healthcare system would have ever come together and mandated that their employees be vaccinated if they had any doubt about the scientific validity of the vaccine. But they also know that they cannot continue to serve their customers, to serve their patients, if they do not implement this step now as a final effort. So regardless of how you feel about it, it is almost an inevitable consequence of where we are. Hopefully, as I mentioned, that the rate of vaccination has gone up.
Dr. Tuckson, hold your thought, because I want you to finish that. We got the music playing, so we got to take a quick break. We're going to pick up where you left off. We're going to take a quick time out. We're going to continue this conversation with Dr. Reed Tuckson and our callers, Carolyn and Freddie. We'll get to you on the other side. Just hang on. We'll be right back. This is the Insight segment. We're going to take a quick time out. We'll see you on the just a few moments. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3. I'm Bramante Bryant, and for Harold Fisher, this is the Insight segment. Dr. Tuckson, sorry I had to cut you off there, but I want you to be able to at least complete your thoughts. So go right ahead.
Well, no, I was just sort of trying to conclude that at the end of the day here, no one really enjoys mandates at all, and I hope it doesn't push anybody back and make people feel like, well, here is some other reason why I have to be upset with the policies. If you don't like the mandate stuff, let's just take care of business and get ourselves vaccinated. Do the right thing for not only yourself, but the people that you're around. And the only other point I would say, Bramante, is this. Let's also remember this, that, you know, overwhelmingly, black folks, we spend our time with other black people. So we're the ones who are responsible for each other's health. This is not where the Ku Klux Klan is walking into our community doing horrible things to us, other than spreading misinformation through these chat areas. But in this case, it is us being with us. And I was very sad to hear our football player, quarterback from Baltimore,
mm-hmm.
who, again, is somehow another lives in a world that says, hey, man, it's all about me.
Right.
I'm the one that's in charge. I don't really much care about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about me. I'll do what I want to do. And I really don't care whether or not I make you sick or not.
Mm-hmm.
So at least I hope that brother, if he's making the decision not to get vaccinated, and he's right, it is a personal decision, but I hope and pray that he is never out and about other people without wearing his mask. That would be morally reprehensible.
Well, I tell you, from an economic standpoint also, Dr. Tuckson, with the NFL basically is coming down with mandates saying, you know, last year, if teams had an outbreak, they would delay games. Well, this year they're saying, hey, listen, if someone on your team is not vaccinated and they come down with COVID-19, the games will be canceled. And all of the players on both teams will lose their game day pay. So I think Lamar Jackson, if he gets COVID-19 a third time and his team has to forfeit a game and his teammates have to forfeit a paycheck, I think his perspective may change because he might have 44 other players having a say in that. But, you know, that's just my old sports reporter talk on that. But let me go back to the phone lines. And Carolyn is calling from Maryland. Carolyn, go right ahead with your question or comment.
Yes, my comment is, why don't they test the people who's been fully vaccinated? Even though they asymptomatic, they still probably be breathing out the germs. And states say to take off the mask, and it climbed when the people took off their mask. And I say the children are becoming sick because their parents have been vaccinated, and they're asymptomatic, and they're getting the germs from their parents.
Mm-hmm. So I guess if I hear Carolyn is saying, she sounds like she's somewhat concerned of why there was somewhat of a relaxing of wearing the mask. And she sees now that there's an outbreak. But I don't know, is it viable to test everyone, even if you've been vaccinated, just to see if you have COVID? I don't even think that would just over...
The thing of it is they're still collecting data, and they don't know. So if they're giving these people the vaccine, who knows how it's mutated in those humans?
Right. Well,
germs don't know where to stop, and they keep saying that the unvaccinated people, it's the people that's vaccinated that's making the unvaccinated people sick.
Well, Dr. Tuckson, I guess what I was getting at as I was throwing that question to you is it would overwhelm the healthcare system, wouldn't it, if you had to then test everyone who has already been vaccinated but may not even be showing signs of COVID just to see if they have it?
I think what our caller is getting at, and she really is really putting her finger on an extremely important point. So I really want to thank her for her question.
Mm-hmm.
What she is really saying is this. We knew from our data a few months ago that said prior to the Delta strain being taking over so rapidly this country, prior to that, we were confident that people that were vaccinated were not transmitting the virus, that could not transmit the virus to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And that we felt we were starting to believe that that might be the case.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we have been testing, and she's right, we do need to do even more testing of those who are vaccinated. Not everybody, but we definitely are now seeing a lot of energy on testing those who have been vaccinated to see whether or not and how much they are able to spread that virus to other people now that we have the Delta strain. And so acting out of an abundance of caution, we are now saying because of where we are today, we need to be wearing our masks even if we are vaccinated so that we don't have any chance of spreading it to someone else. So to conclude her very important point, we were at a place where we previously did not have data that told us we needed to be concerned and we could not wear our mask anymore if we were vaccinated and live our lives. Now that Delta has emerged so rapidly and so aggressively, we now have to rethink that advice because the Delta variant is different from the previous variant, and our caller is spot on in recognizing that, and that's why we're now saying get vaccinated to protect yourself from serious injury, hospitalization, or death, and wear your mask as well. Great question, caller.
All right. Thank you so much, Carolyn, for your question. Let's go back to the phone lines. Freddie is calling from Virginia. Go right ahead, Freddie, with your question or comment.
Yes. I have a spiritual grandmother, and earlier in the year, she told me, if you go back to Texas, you're going to die. So she's a seer. She can see stuff. Not like a fortune teller or anything like that, though. So I said, is it going to be physically or mentally will I die? Like, will I die spiritually, she said, or physically? She said, I can't tell you that because I'm not seeing it. So I said, oh, okay. So I just, my house is in Texas. My car is in Texas. I have not been back out there since I got that visual from her. So it's a coincidence how all this is turning over because the people I know who are still living out there, they were just like, yeah, we ain't going to wear our masks. We don't have to be responsible. It's a hoax, this and that, this and that. And now I'm getting phone calls. Phone calls have changed. They say people dropping like flies. They say don't even come fly out here. Don't even risk it. Because it's now, you're talking about Delta, it's another variant called, you know. So it's all kind of variants that have mutated out. You had people, churches telling them not to be vaccinated. You had, it was just a bunch of stuff. When we was at the peak of this, clubs were still open in Texas. So
I think I know what you're, right. So Freddie, and I hear what you're saying is that, and I think this gets back to Dr. Tuckson, what he was saying about some of the misinformation that's going out there. And if you do have churches telling folks not to get vaccinated, I can see that being a major a problem. If, you know, you put so much faith in your pastor or your church and you have a church saying, you know, not to get vaccinated. So I can see where that would be an issue. Let's go back to the phone lines. Thank you, Freddie, for your call. Let's go to James real quick, calling from Maryland. Go right ahead, James. Still there, James?
I think one of the common sense reasons why people are concerned about getting vaccinated is because they don't know the long-term safety of using the vaccine, because the vaccine hasn't been tested for long-term safety. It was created so quickly. And then we talk about minor to severe side effects that can occur from using a vaccine, you know. And also, I'm a person who's big into natural medicine, and my family has been using a variety of natural medicine treatments to keep us healthy during COVID. You know, I'm a Lyft driver. I haven't had any issues with COVID, mainly because I've been utilizing natural medicine. I've been on an alkaline diet. I've been exercising. I've been getting sunlight. I've been utilizing black seed, sea moss, even coconut oil. I've been doing fasting. This is stuff I've been doing for years, but I've taken it to a whole nother level during COVID, and my family has done the same thing. You know, I think a way that we can get back to normal is if we provide people with a variety of treatments outside of the vaccine that can help keep them healthy.
Right.
I know in America they're not big on natural medicine, but I call it God's medicine. It's the best stuff, and I think that's something that we should look to embrace, especially the black community, that because of things like the Tuskegee experiments are very hesitant and don't trust the government.
All right. Thank you so much, James. I want to let Dr. Tuckson get in the last word. Dr. Tuckson, your final comments. Either you can comment on what James had to say of saying, "Listen, let's go all natural. We don't need anything coming from the government." But or just your final comments in general.
Yeah, very quickly, I can almost agree with him if he would just simply say, and he would say, "And it's the tyranny of the and." Remember, my brother, there are 4 million plus people who are dead around the world. Many of those cultures are people that eat the kind of diets you're talking about. There are people in this country of the people that have died in America, well over 600,000. Many of those are people who eat the diets you're talking about. I want you to keep eating properly. Do the right thing. You do those and wear your mask and get vaccinated. Do them all. They are not separate things. They are combined. Thank you so much for this opportunity to talk to this audience. And please, folks, you have a moral responsibility. Do the right thing. It ain't about you. It's about all the rest of us.
Well, appropriate words. Dr. Reed Tuckson, co-founder of Blacks Against COVID-19. Always a pleasure to have you on and providing your expertise for our audience. That's The Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 for this Monday, August 9th. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. Now stay tuned for Unheard.